I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And let's start with a Friday check-in in Washington, where House Republicans have opened the debate in their plan to repeal health care reform and are also setting their sights on dismantling financial reform. Tea Party leader and potential 2012 presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota says the financial overhaul law hurts businesses and is a government power grab. Donovan Slack of the Boston Globe has been following this. Congressman Barney Frank of Massachusetts pushed this bill through Congress last year. What are Michelle Bachmann's other objections?
Congresswoman Bachmann has really seized on a particular provision in the law that allows the Treasury to seize and liquidate failing institutions. She says this is, you know, a frightening abuse of power and nothing that the government should ever be doing. Of course, Congressman Frank feels just the opposite.
What does he say?
Well, he just lambasted Congresswoman Bachmann yesterday, saying that she wants to return to the, yesteryear when institutions were untrammeled by, you know, any rules. And he feels that repealing the law, certainly, and weakening it in any way, could return us to the very problems that caused this crisis.
Well, even his colleague on the Massachusetts delegation, Massachusetts Republican Senator Scott Brown, voted for the financial reform bill. What's he saying about Bachmann's move to repeal it?
You know, he did, and his vote was critical in passage. But so far, we are hearing nothing from his office. It's unclear whether, you know, he feels the same way now.
Well, this is tricky, perhaps. Tea Partiers were very much against the bailouts and what they saw as overreach by the Obama White House in saving banks instead of maybe just letting them fail. But on the other hand, Americans are angry at Wall Street, especially as they learn what went on Wall Street up to the collapse. Many are calling for more oversight, and we're much more in favor of financial reform than, say, perhaps the health care reform. So does Bachmann's effort have a chance of backfiring on Republicans?
Well, you know, that's a fascinating question, Robin. You know, this, unlike the health care reform, is one of the most popular pieces of legislation passed since Obama took office. In fact, 61% of Americans are in favor of it, as compared with 39% who approved of health care. And this could be a really hard sell for Republicans if they actually want to push this through.
And just staying with Michelle Bachmann for a second, did not deny that she might be eyeing a 2012 run for the White House recently. Just named to the House Intelligence Committee, which raised some eyebrows because, after all, this is the woman who called for an investigation of all members of Congress to make sure they were loyal to the U.S., so just give us a sense of where you see her emerging in this new Congress.
This is going to be fascinating to watch, because what we are seeing here in real time is what the consequences of the infusion of Tea Partiers is in the Congress. And this is going to force a showdown between her and other Tea Partiers and other Republicans. And that could be a problem in the long run for the GOP if they end up dividing that way, particularly as we move forward into 2012.
Well, let's just get in a quick overall question on the economy. Today, Fed Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke testified before the new Congress saying the economy should grow this year, but warned it could take up to 5 years for unemployment to drop down to its historical norm of 6%. New numbers came out today show that unemployment did drop, but partly because so many people have given up on finding a job. And meanwhile, President Obama named the Clinton-era advisor Gene Sperling to take Larry Summers' job as director of the National Economic Council. What's the sense as the new Congress comes in, ready for a battle, of how the Obama administration is doing on the economic front?
Well, clearly the president is tacking more toward the center. And I think that, you know, is a sign of the divided government that he's now dealing with. Economically, the White House immediately issued statements trumpeting the jobs numbers as a really good sign that everything that the administration has done has worked. Of course, as you pointed out, Chairman Bernanke said that, you know, it could take much more time for any significant recovery to really happen.
So mixed, perhaps at best. Donovan Slack of the Boston Globe, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.